cats creates controversy in Arizona. 24th of November 2009, this is Reverend Simulator for Run News. Half Staff, Arizona. Authorities from Half Staff and the surrounding area converged on the Albert Badenhausen home today with an arrest warrant for the youngest child of the family. Mother, father, and two brothers are being questioned in the matter of little Jilly's sadistic presentation at her school science fair last weekend. Local Sheriff Andell Foley of Half Staff, who must think he sounds like he's got a law degree, said, quote, "This graphic suggestion of electrocuting kittens is as good as the act, in that said graphic can be construed to encourage others to perform said acts," unquote. Yeah, he's a real doofus, isn't he? Yeah. The young perpetrator is unusually bright, and her family makes sure that she wrings the most out of her secular education. She's currently enrolled as an eighth grader, 5 years ahead of others her age. Tested at IQ 177, she learned to read before she could walk and took a keen interest in the physical sciences by age 4. By age 6, her intellectual prowess had far exceeded her body's ability to keep up. Her father recalls saying, quote, "Her biggest frustration was trouble with manual dexterity, mostly writing. It's still hard to make out sometimes," unquote. At age 8, most young girls are riding bikes, playing with dolls, and going to church like good little Christians. Jilly Badenhausen had no such childhood illusions to live by. Instead, her family taught her to be scientifically curious to a fault. Local Methodist minister Alan Sedant opines, quote, "Like all atheists, the Badenhausens believe in science and evolution over the Bible, and probably took part in all sorts of witchcraft and Satanist rituals. It's certainly no surprise to we godly folks that she was taught to be sadistic," unquote. There is still discussion as to whether little Jilly actually electrocuted cats for her science project, but clearly she'll need some counseling. This has been Reverend Simulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.